And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 29th of August, 2016. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Love is the master key that opens the gates of happiness, of hatred, of jealousy, and most easily of all, the gate of fear. How terrible is the one fact of beauty." That was Oliver Wendell Holmes, the poet and the physician, born in Cambridge in 1809, a friend of Emerson's, of Longfellow's, other Boston intellectuals, who helped to found the Atlantic Monthly magazine in 1857. And it was Holmes who came up with the name, famous for his poem Old Ironsides and also for his collection of essays The Poet at the Breakfast Table, in which he wrote, "We are all tattooed in our cradles with the beliefs of our tribe. The record may seem superficial, but it is indelible." It was his son who was the Supreme Court Justice. This was Oliver Wendell Holmes Sr., who said, "Insanity is often the logic of an accurate mind overtasked. Good mental machinery ought to break its own wheels and levers if anything is thrust among them suddenly, which tends to stop them or reverse their motion. A weak mind does not accumulate force enough to hurt itself. Stupidity often saves a man from going mad." It's the birthday of the man who said, "The actions of men are the best interpreters of their thought," John Locke, the philosopher, born in Somerset, England, 1632, who believed that all knowledge is derived from the senses and that we can know about morality with the same precision that we know about math, because we create our ideas. His essay concerning human understanding, published in 1688, a big hit all across Europe. It's the birthday of Karen Hess, born Baltimore, 1952, author of books for young adults. She married, she had two children, worked her way through a whole array of jobs, waitress and nanny and typesetter, proofreader, substitute teacher, book reviewer. Kept writing, published her first book in 1991, Wish on a Unicorn, and then in 1998, Out of the Dust, the story of a girl living through the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression. It won the Newbery Medal and the Scott Odell Award in 1998. Here's a poem by Michelle Boisseau entitled Take Your Kids to the Funeral. Let them stretch out on the cool pews and listen to the valves of the church pump with coughs and foot scrapes. Let them discover the pleasing weirdness of pressing your belly against the seat edge and swinging your legs. Let them roll the bulletin into a telescope, stare a hole into their hands and heal it. The liturgy won't hold them, but the furtive dabbing versus sudden bursts of tears will foster a curiosity about powers and exponents. Rock, paper, scissors, luck leaps in your fingers. Bring your kids to the funeral and let us smell their heads." A poem by Michelle Boisseau, Take Your Kids to the Funeral, from Among the Gorgons, published by University of Tampa Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.